President Bush says this is a unique deal because it brings China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan together with the United States to ensure North Korean compliance.
We had a breakthrough as a result of other voices in the United States saying to the North Koreans, we don't support your nuclear weapons program and we urge you to get rid of it in a verifiable way.
In exchange for shutting down and sealing its primary nuclear facilities and allowing inspectors to verify the process, North Korea will receive 50,000 tons of heavy fuel oil from South Korea. President Bush told White House reporters it's an important first step.
This is good progress. It is a good first step. There's a lot of work to be done to make sure that the commitments made in this agreement become a reality, but I believe it's an important step in the right direction.
The deal compels North Korea to disclose all of its nuclear programs and ultimately abandon those activities in return for additional economic, humanitarian, and energy assistance. The agreement's been criticized by some of the president's political opponents for being no better than a deal that could have been struck 4 years ago before North Korea tested a nuclear bomb. It's also been criticized by some in the president's own political party for being too accommodating by easing financial pressures on the government in Pyongyang. The president's former UN ambassador, John Bolton, says it's a bad, disappointing deal that contradicts fundamental premises of the Bush administration's previous approach to North Korea. President Bush says he strongly disagrees with Bolton's assessment, and those who believe it's not a good deal are, in his words, flat wrong.
In other words, this is a phased approach that will enable all of us to say our respective populations, we're watching carefully and that there's a opportunity for the North Koreans to prove that this program is it can work.
The president says the deal is backed by a UN Security Council resolution that retains the threat of economic sanctions if North Korea does not keep its word. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。